Are you ready? Let's start.
Among the Vietnamese, family is valued highly and plays a central role in the culture. The family is often extended and includes married sons and daughters-in-law, unmarried adult daughters, and grandchildren. Traditional family structure is patriarchal, with the eldest male as the decision-maker and family spokesman. Within traditional Vietnamese families, husbands make decisions on issues outside the home, while wives care for the home and make family health care decisions. Elders are highly respected and honored, and children are expected to obey them. Obligations are met, and decisions are made based on the common good, usually under the guidance of the eldest males. Generally, individualism is discouraged in favor of family responsibilities that promote interdependence, belonging, and support. As the Vietnamese assimilated to the United States, gender roles in Vietnamese families slowly reserved. Because of the availability of jobs in Western society, women gained economic independence outside the home. In addition, children could become interpreters for their families because of their ability to speak English and their familiarity with American customs. Women and children who adapt to Western society more quickly than men can increase their authority in the family and thus rise in position. These role changes can leave men and older family members feeling alienated and without the respect and honor to which they are culturally accustomed.
Now, you are listening to the recording again.
Among the Vietnamese, family is valued highly and plays a central role in the culture. The family is often extended and includes married sons and daughters-in-law, unmarried adult daughters, and grandchildren. Traditional family structure is patriarchal, with the eldest male as the decision-maker and family spokesman. Within traditional Vietnamese families, husbands make decisions on issues outside the home, while wives care for the home and make family health care decisions. Elders are highly respected and honored, and children are expected to obey them. Obligations are met, and decisions are made based on the common good, usually under the guidance of the eldest males. Generally, individualism is discouraged in favor of family responsibilities that promote interdependence, belonging, and support. As the Vietnamese assimilated to the United States, gender roles in Vietnamese families slowly reserved. Because of the availability of jobs in Western society, women gained economic independence outside the home. In addition, children could become interpreters for their families because of their ability to speak English and their familiarity with American customs. Women and children who adapt to Western society more quickly than men can increase their authority in the family and thus rise in position. These role changes can leave men and older family members feeling alienated and without the respect and honor to which they are culturally accustomed.
You now have 1 minute to answer the questions and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening comprehension part of the test.
Today I'm interviewing 9-year-old Alex about her feelings on how people can help save the environment. So Alex, how can we save the environment?
By saving water.
Well, how can we do that?
By not using too much water when we wash dishes, take a bath, and when we do other things like watering the plants outside.
Oh, I think I can do that. What else?
When drinking or eating something outside, you should keep the garbage until you find the trash can to put it in, because littering makes our planet dirty. Do you like seeing trash all over the ground?
No, I don't. Do you have any final suggestions?
Yes, we shouldn't waste paper because trees are being cut down to make the paper. By recycling paper, we save the forest where animals live.
So, how can children recycle paper? I mean, every day.
Well, for example, when I was in kindergarten, I used to save the newspapers so that I could make things out of them, like paper trees, instead of just throwing them away. Now the children in our neighborhood collect newspapers once a month to take them to our recycling center.
That's great. Well, thanks, Alex, for your ideas.